This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Douglas County will not be adopting home rule. Voters rejected the idea in a special election Tuesday. Kelly Mayer was among the opposition.
I think that this was a pretty strong showing that people are not looking for that right now.
County Commissioner George Teal supported home rule, and he said his side didn't make their case.
And, you know, we did hear several times from the public. We were going too fast. The public needed more information. Well, I think we see that result.
Proposed rules for outdoor preschool programs have their directors and advocates concerned. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Instead of operating in a building, nature-based preschools are located in parks and open spaces. Colorado is setting up formal licensing for these programs, which advocates hope will open up access to families through the state's free universal preschool program. But they say the state's proposed rules, like requiring a permanent building on site, could make it impossible to stay open. A collective representing nature-based preschools released a year-long analysis showing these schools are extremely safe and prepared for weather and wildlife-related incidents. Public comment on the rules is open through July 14th. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A provision in the Republican reconciliation bill that would sell some public lands is getting bipartisan pushback from a pair of Colorado representatives. In a joint statement, Democrat Joe Neguse and Republican Jeff Hurd say the idea is deeply unpopular with their constituents. Here's Representative Hurd.
Decisions when it comes to public land should be made by the people that live in that part of our country, and no one in my district is asking for a wholesale sale of public land, so adamantly opposed to it.
The provision has been removed from both the House and Senate versions of the bill, but Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah says he's not giving up on having those land sales included in the bill. This is CPR News and KRCC.